Thank you, and welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. If you're ready to dive into the heart of agriculture, then you need to uncover the secrets of successful ranching, and you can do that with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And are you passionate about the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, and boat? How about coming down and doing it at the Niobrara River or Merritt Dam or any of the ponds that are around? You can actually live here because North Star Electric is looking for skilled electricians. Be you a journeyman with the license or eager apprentices, make sure you check out the job opportunity at North Star Electric in Valentine. Contact them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Again, that's mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Don't delay. Get a hold of them today.
I'm going to share something about, it's a crash course in men's hand gestures on the ranch. I don't know who wrote this. I wish I did. And so if you recognize it, please send me a name on this one here. Otherwise, I'd like to give them credit if we can. So going to try to give you a little crash course on men's hand gestures. I know this is something many of us have struggled with, so I hope you'll find this helpful. First, let's talk about gestures while on horseback. The first gesture. He puts one arm in the air with the pointer finger rotating in a circle. If you're stopped, it means get started. If you're moving, it means move faster. If the whole arm is rotating rapidly in a circle with the pointer finger in the air, it means you're already in trouble and you should take off at a lope. Even if you have no idea which direction you're supposed to be going, I do not suggest trying to get more clarification on directions.
Oh my goodness. Okay, got it.
The next gesture, one hand held in the stopping motion to the side of the body. If it is still, stop. If it is bobbing, slow down. If it looks like the person is repeatedly hitting an imaginary wall with their hand, you really need to stop before you're in trouble. When both arms go up in the air and cross, then uncross rapidly, you are already in trouble. You should have stopped a while ago. The next gesture, elbow rotating from a 90-degree angle to a 180-degree angle with the pointer finger extended. This could mean several things. Maybe go get the gate. Maybe get up ahead of the herd. Maybe check the creek. You're really kind of on your own with this one. The next gesture is both arms go quickly into the air and down. Then he rides off, shaking his head. You're too far away to hear, but based on his body movement, you're pretty sure he's cussing. You're really in trouble now.
Oh, boy.
He has given up on communicating with you. You are now expected to read his mind. Next, let's talk about hand gestures when he's in the tractor. Both arms are moving and fingers are pointing. Head is nodding and eyebrows have raised and eyeballs are a little wider. Sometimes even a shoulder shrug. This is a really tough one. If you've studied sign language, you know this man definitely has not. You look at him in utter confusion, still trying to piece it all together. He shuts the tractor off, opens the door, and yells his instructions at you. If you're an obedient woman, you do as he instructs. If you're me, you walk away until he gets a better attitude. Last, let's talk about hand gestures when you're in the tractor. The hand makes a C shape. If it tips up, this means rotate the bucket back towards you. If it tips down, this means rotate the bucket down. This might be the only gesture you will ever master, so soak this one up. Next, he points up or down. If he points up, the loader needs to move up. If he points down, the loader needs to move down. If his finger starts aggressively and dramatically pointing up or down, he thinks that he doesn't have all day and you need to move the loader faster in whichever direction. This is usually followed by an extremely dramatic stop gesture where he is annoyed that you're going too fast and didn't stop in time. He thinks it would be better for him to be in the tractor and you on the ground, but he knows better than to suggest that. Okay, so you've officially attended Men's Hand Gestures 101. Piece of cake, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Just thought we'd share that with you today.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those hand gestures, and they can get very confusing. I think people will agree.
Some are very easy to understand. Yep. Some are a little more complicated.
Okay, did you know that psychiatrists say that one of four people is mentally ill? So, in other words, check out three of your friends. If they're okay, guess what?
It's you.
That's right. Nothing in the known universe travels faster than a bad check.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if people can really do bad checks anymore.
Well, they've got so many different things to prevent them, so
yep.
That's probably good.
Yep.
And speaking of good, folks, thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. Keep on listening for more of The Good Stuff.